Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Good morning, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. Benny, of course, is with us in Seattle. Morning, Benny.
Hello.
And Davey's here as well.
Good morning.
Guys, it's a pretty special day. My grandmother turned 96 today.
Wow.
Right?
Congratulations.
So I called her before the show, and the woman refuses to admit that she can't hear me on the phone. So what she likes to do is steamroll through the conversation and then answer questions she thinks I may have asked. So I'm like,
kind of like your normal radio review for you.
So I said, what are you doing today, Gamma? And she was like, well, the weather's great, you know, so that was the first one she thinks I've asked about weather. But 96, and here's the thing about my grandmother, you have no idea that she's 96 because she lives her life in full drag. She's got a morning breakfast wig. She's got a lunch wig.
Oh, she has a great
collection.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm totally serious.
Wow, that's awesome.
Like, one of the first times David was visiting her in Florida, I slowly opened her wig closet because there are like 20 of them, and it's really spooky looking.
For holidays and stuff?
Exactly.
Wow.
All those styrofoam heads. Those are kind of scary when you look at them in a closet altogether.
She sends her hair out, don't you know, because we're wasps, you know. So we send our hair out, and then they deliver it back so it's ready at any moment. But they're really good because they're gray, so you don't really know that they're awake. She's so cute. And then full makeup, like she would never let you. She's always dressed to the nines.
And she's very independent. She dances and volunteers. She's great.
Yeah, so it was just cute to hear her like rolling through this conversation and not listening to me at all. But I adore her. And what was funny is I wrote a blog last week about, you know, the holidays are coming up. And I don't know about you, Benny, but my family starts to plan the holidays months in advance. No joke, this year, I had an aunt ask me in February what my plans were for Christmas.
Really?
Which is insane. Get me to Flag Day.
Oh, right.
It's crazy. It's way too early. And the truth is, family holidays, I hope no one's listening, but family holidays in my family are not very relaxed.
Aww.
You know, my parents are divorced, and so when they get together, it kind of brings up extra stuff. And as much as I adore my family and like to be with them, we decided this year that we were not going to celebrate holidays with family. We were going to do our own thing. And I've been having like a tremendous amount of guilt about that. Like, it seems like this radical thing, like, I'm not going to go home for Christmas. I've never not gone home for Christmas like that. It's like I'm supposed to go and deal with the stress and have all this stuff come up. But last year was really, really stressful. So when I was on the phone with my grandmother, she said, I assume you're going to Dallas to see your mother and your sister for Christmas. And I said, actually, I'm not. And she was like, really? And got really surprised for a second. And she said, you're really not going to go? And then she went, well, what the hell are you going to do, Dougal? Because that's what she said. And I said, we're going to do our own thing. We're going to do whatever the hell we want. And there was dead silence. And she goes, that's the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sometimes you just gotta do it.
She loved it. She was like, you should do that every year.
That's cool.
We also balanced it by, we're going to see the family for the same amount of time each year. Just, you know, we're trying not to focus it around the holidays because I don't think that's that unusual for the holidays to be kind of like emotionally charged for people.
Totally.
It's just like New Year's Eve, you know, where you feel like you're expected to like have this amazing, wonderful time. And the reality is often different than that.
Well, it's a lot of, I'm a total people pleaser. We've talked about this before. And so Christmas Day in my family ends up becoming this like mad dash all day long to get everybody in. It's like, we have to go have brunch with my sister's in-laws. We have to go out and see my mom and her sister. Then we have to come home because the kids want to open the presents. And it's like, we're running around like crazy. And I don't think anybody ever feels satisfied because they only got a small chunk of time. So this year, guys, we're just taking it off. We're doing our own thing. If we want to get dressed for dinner, we'll get dressed for dinner. If we don't want to, we won't. We might not even have to.
It's kind of a bold move, but it's kind of looking outside the box, which is kind of comforting and refreshing.
It's totally a bold move. Yeah. And for all I know, I may end up missing the drama.
Oh.
Not, but it's possible. But I kind of want to see what it feels like to just do my own thing.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating. I think the older you get, you know, the way the tides kind of shifted, because it was always about going home. And then my sister had kids and I want to be around those kids. But I just think it's going to be interesting to have a different experience and to totally be doing it our own way. And I'm super excited about it. But it was interesting. Lots of people were commenting on the blog. Some people thought, no, you have to go home and be with family. That's the way it goes. You know, other people were really supportive of it. But most people, the consensus was like, I'm impressed that you could say that. And that's kind of the energy that I got from my grandmother, because she's very traditional. You know, you lipstick at 5 for when your husband's coming home. We dress for Thanksgiving, like there. But she was into it. And that's why the older she gets, the more relaxed she gets. And I don't know, it's just cute to kind of watch her make that transition.
I think also via the modern miracles of technology, we can Skype families now, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Like me and you, like we do every show, so that's a bonus.
That's a good idea, though.
I'm dead serious. Well, we
I
do
can
it for birthdays.
Skype in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
See?
That's a great idea.
So there'll be a laptop on the kitchen table. There, right. You'll be like, hey, everybody.
Right.
You'll be sitting at your table.
Right. And when Aunt Sally starts
cool.
slurring, I
right.
just stop being on
yeah,
Skype.
Exactly. Mute or just be like, mm-hmm. Pretend like you're eating still. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love
yeah,
that idea.
Sure.
So maybe we'll do that. We'll Skype people in.
I think that's a good idea.
That's a great idea. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Benny?
We usually stay local here, you know, with the boys now. It's their first, so we're going to be, I'm sure, shuttling them around. We're really focused on their first birthday, though, coming up.
When's their first birthday?
January 4th. So, you know, it's the big one,
uh-huh.
you know, but and you got two.
Right.
Oh, my God. We're looking for a hall, like a place to have it. We're going to try to get as many people as we can, pack the place, and have a good time.
And do you do the party for them, or do you do it for you guys?
It's going to be for everybody.
It's going to be for everybody.
Yeah, it's a little bit for us, but it's for them, really.
Oh,
I think
I love
they'll enjoy
that.
It. Yeah, they'll enjoy
That's
it.
That's so cute. God, one already.
I know,
right?
Time passed.
10 months as of 5 days ago.
Oh, so and your girlfriend keeps uploading photos. They're so
yeah.
freaking cute.
Thank you.
They're so sweet.
Yeah,
and I kind of like to look in your house.
Oh, well.
It pleases me.
Wow, now I know what you're
Oh, totally, of course. I'm like, not only am I focusing on the kids,
stalker.
But I'm like, don't you think that's interesting, though? I mean, you know, I've never been in your house. And I just
My
want
show
to
host
see what's
is
going
a stalker.
On. So I want to know what you guys are doing. If you want to, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button. Do you think it's crazy? Can you bail out from the regular family routine and do your own thing, or do you feel obligated to go? There's so much stuff with family obligation. And I would think, you know, once you have kids, my sister can do whatever she wants because the kids are the excuse. Mm-hmm. If we're at a family
exactly.
party and she wants to leave early, she's like, they've got a nap. You know, like she, mm-hmm. something about having kids
oh,
that gives
that
you
time.
An out.
Yeah.
Right. We can't do that.
No.
We don't have children.
But
for
I
an
think
out.
The important thing to remember, and we've been reminding family, is that it's not like you're pulling away from them. It's just
right.
we're restructuring
right.
the way
family.
That we see them
yeah.
this year.
I just want to see what it would feel like without there being stress. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like years ago, we also gave up on gifts. Sometimes we'll pull a name and you do one gift for one person. But once you're, you know, in your 30s, it's like, I don't need, you know.
We don't need more stuff.
Exactly.
And there's
right.
always donation, you know, go down to your local food bank or something like that and just drop off a check. It's really
well,
easy
see,
to do.
That's really sweet. Yeah, I usually buy my grandmother like a goat. You know how you can do that? Where you?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm completely serious.
It's like a goat.
No, but it's like they give it to someone in a third world country.
Okay.
You pick your animals.
They don't ship it to
her. No, yeah. Gamma, here's a goat. Keep it away from your wings.
Thanks, honey.
and they give it to someone in a third world country.
Okay,
and the
now.
Goat like provides income for the family
right, sure,
and
sure.
food and all that good stuff. Oh, I love it. Speaking of gifts you could buy, guys, there is a special today on the cruise. I think this is for a week, but I know it's today for sure. You can reserve your cabin for only $100. So even if you're thinking about it and you just, you know, kind of want to put it on the manifestation board and, you know, $100 today, normally I believe it's around $400 to reserve your space. And for $100, whether you want an inside cabin with no window or, you know, something huge with a balcony, only $100. So if you want to get information, go to lifejourneys.net. You can scroll down to the cruises on April 21st through April 28th and call Tony to get some information. But $100, you can't beat that. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, $5 for a cup of coffee. Okay.
$100 for a cruise.
Exactly. It
and
won't
then if you
take
pay
long.
Just a little bit every month, it'll be paid off by the time you get there, which is super exciting.
Exactly.
So last week, we had my friend Mary Lynn on, who was our co-host for the hour. And I don't know if you remember me making fun of her house because she hadn't unpacked and decorated. So she took us up on the offer and she called us and we went over on Saturday to help decorate. And I overdid it.
Oh,
and now
no.
I'm hobbling around. like a total old lady, and or old man. I'm an equal opportunity. I have a bad back, and I have a really hard time admitting that I have a bad back. I've had a herniated disc before. Like, it's always been kind of an issue and will pop up from time to time. And I was really disappointed at myself on Saturday for, I felt weak by saying, oh, I can't move that, you know, dresser
across the
room.
I know, and that's why you overdid it. It's interesting, though, when I think about that in terms of, like, you know, manifesting and positive thinking, like, I, you know, they always say, like, oh, well, if you want to have a good back, you should never say I have a bad back. But at the same time, we're moving furniture, and I know you've had a herniated disc before, and you should not be lifting that heavy furniture. So it's like, do you just ignore it and say, I have a perfect back? Or what are you supposed to do?
Right, because you love those. You love to listen to those
positive
things.
Positive thinking.
Like, yeah,
I love it.
My arm is on fire, and I love the heat. I don't think I'm supposed to say I have a bad back. I think I'm supposed to say, in the past, I've had back issues, and today I don't want to encourage that. But it was more that I hate that I see it as like a sign of weakness. I should, and a friend of ours actually, because then we couldn't go to dinner that night because I was like, oh, my back. She said, I think it takes a stronger person to say, I actually can't lift that. So that's what I'm going to work on, people. My back needs to be supported by me, and I need to be more honest about it. So I shan't be moving furniture for people, but I'm fine being in a corner with a clipboard and telling you what to do, because we all know that's what I do best.
Guys, I can totally see that. Yes.
You know,
David,
you
get to work. Push that over there. Move
sipping
this
away. Sipping a Mai Tai. Who puts a bookcase over there?
Right, exactly.
Guys, call me. I want to give readings all this hour. So our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number, 1-800-930-2819. Go to Transformation Talk Radio, click Instant Feedback or CBS News Sky Radio, and I might answer your question. Guys, call to get your cruise, $100. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break, and then it's readings galore. Oh. Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys and the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones from Stephanie-Jones.com. 2012 isn't scary. It's a fantastic opportunity for positive change. Through my private astrology sessions, I will give you the tools to start off your new year on the right foot. Call 323-369-8221 to schedule a customized astrology session. Now is the time to see how exciting 2012 will be for you. Just call 323-369-8221. Or visit Stephanie-Jones.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized. at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Remember, I'm taking calls all this hour at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or you can go to Transformation Talk Radio, click on the instant feedback button, and I may answer your question. So another story, of course, you have to be living under a rock to have not heard about the Penn State scandal.
Unbelievable.
It's so funny. I know. And
the
whole thing
is just unbelievable.
And David this morning was like, don't you think we should talk about it? And it's almost like I don't want to give it energy, but how can you ignore it? It's so shocking and disgusting.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really surprising that, you know, what I found fascinating about it is that Jerry Sandusky, who is the assistant football coach at Penn State, he, you know, is accused. It hasn't been proven, but he's been accused of molesting, mm-hmm. eight boys around the age of 10 over the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. And one of the most disturbing stories was that Mike McQueary, I think that's his name. He was another assistant coach who in 2001 said that he walked into like the locker room showers and saw Sandusky like raping this boy.
Yeah.
And what I found really...
Did they use the word raping or did you put that in?
He said sodomizing.
Right. Okay.
And then I think in like the testimony or the report that he gave, he said raping.
He said raping. I mean, I believe it's rape. I'm just curious how they were.
And then Sandusky described it as like horsing around or something. But the thing that I found really interesting is he didn't confront them. Like, he didn't run into the shower and say, what the hell are you doing? Like, I just found that so shocking. And it reminded me of this other show on TV that I don't know if it's still on, called What Would You Do, where they would put people who didn't know, mm-hmm. what was going on into these situations where something really uncomfortable would happen, and they would wait to see
what their reaction was.
So maybe it would be like a couple fighting in a restaurant and it would escalate until, you know, who knows what happened. Or it would be like a parent with a child and they'd be disciplining them and maybe they'd hit them in public and they would wait to see what people would do. And it was just like, I mean, I can't imagine walking in on that kind of moment and not freaking out.
Well, here's the interesting thing that happens, I think, to the human condition. There's a pyramid of power in life everywhere. So whether you work for a huge corporation or you are a stay-at-home mom, there's always someone who is in a place of power and a place of command. So I think it's pretty scary that you can see something as horrific as that happening, but you're so concerned about how the people who are in the powerful positions are going to either fire you or get rid of you, that you're going to get in trouble, that you ignore the human need of a 10-year-old child. I think there's a possibility that some people could run into that and their mind would think, I didn't really see that, that's not happening, you know, and total denial. What's crazy is how many people saw the exact same story and situation, and the school kept hiding it. Now, I know it happens all the time in, like, religious institutions, and of course I'm not justifying this, but I try and remove myself and think, okay, you know, the Catholic Church has got a ton of problems, and I understand why they would try to... I don't think it's right, but, you know, they try to hide it. They move someone. You even had someone in your school, you know, who rumors were coming up.
Yes.
And he had been moved from religious school to religious school to religious school, as if that's going to change it in any way.
He was a teacher who had been, it kept happening in school, from school to school. And I think that's such a huge mistake for them, because it's like the organization doesn't want the bad press,
right.
I guess. And so they kind of try to hide the story, but then it makes them all look bad. Whereas if they just fire the person who's acting inappropriately, they look better. Like, they took care. They're protecting the people that are in that institution.
That's what I'm wondering. You know, are there, and we should research this, are there any stories where they profile someone who got caught and was fired immediately? You know, like, just to show that you're not going to get in trouble. You know, we spend weeks and hours and months talking about these stories where nobody did anything. And I think the idea is to get you to take action when you see someone being hurt or taken advantage of in any way. But I'd love to hear a story about someone who did take action. So obviously, it's so gross, and I don't want to spend too much time on it. We do have a caller, so let's go to Carrie in Massachusetts. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
So what's going on in your life?
So I am a life coach. We've met before.
Oh, okay,
and,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Carrie from Omega.
Carrie Carey, that's me.
Oh, good. Nice to talk to you. So, what's going on?
You too. Yeah, so I've been doing this business for a bunch of years now, and it's still pretty cool and enjoying it. And so just kind of curious about what's coming up next. I've just felt some different stirrings going on and for my business. And so just curious what direction it's headed in.
Well, your destiny is definitely to be self-employed, but the truth is when I focus on you doing one kind of work, I feel like you're going to get bored. We need to have a variety of things on your table or on your desk, so to speak, to keep your energy ignited and really passionate. So there is a new career venture that manifests in the next year that doesn't really have to do necessarily with giving back to people. This feels more like a business or a concept that brings in good money and really caters to your creative side. I don't know if it's like a retail location or something like that, but I actually see a location that people are coming to with items and or services that you offer, and you love everything. You love running it. You love the people that you're working with, and it to be honest with you, it makes great money, but it's the combination of the two that seem to make you happy. If you did one thing for the next 30, 40 years, I think you'd certainly feel content, but I think there'd be a little bit of an itching there. So my advice to you right now would be to open up to making money from more than one way. They keep talking about a transition. So there's something that presents itself where at first you're like, can I actually do both of these things? And you can do both. And by doing both of them, it seems to make you feel really satisfied and really boost your energy. But it has nothing to do with like the new age self-help community. This feels like a concept or an idea. It feels much more traditional, and it is an actual location that people are coming to. Do I sound like a crazy person?
Not even a little bit.
Okay. Have you been thinking of doing something outside of the new age world?
No, actually, I haven't. I've been kind of expanding the new age world a little bit more, going more into intuitive stuff and energy work and that kind of thing. So sticking in that new age field, but definitely get super bored with the same thing. So need a lot of variety, just like you said.
Yeah, so I want you to be open to something. Here's the thing. I know how connected you are to your heart, and I know how good you are with that. Like, you really focus on it, and you've spent a lot of time doing it. But there's also a business person that lives inside of your being that wants more attention as well. So I really want you to be open to the idea of you coming up with an idea that's just a smart business move to create money so that you can more money so that you can play in a variety of different ways. But I definitely see, like, this corporate entity in you that's really wise. So I want you to, before the end of the year, pretend that you've been given a certain amount of money and you need to come up with a traditional business idea. Just jot them down just to see what kind of comes through your consciousness, because I think you'll be surprised. I don't like to do other lifetime stuff, but in other lifetimes, you've been an entrepreneur. It comes very naturally to you, but this feels like traditional business. Like, you know that, what's that movie? I can't remember, the guy that created the windshield wiper. Like, it's that kind of a thing where you come up with an idea and it seems so basic, but it makes a great amount of money. So try and see if you can focus on another voice in there, not just the healer, but the part of you that's also comfortable with the business world. Okay?
Okay, that makes sense.
Cool. Thanks for calling,
awesome.
Carrie.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Okay, we also have an instant feedback question. We've got Patricia from San Francisco. I'm engaged to marry my boyfriend of 1 year, and I have not yet told him that I was married before. Ooh. I was much younger and had the marriage annulled, so do I tell my fiancé about this? I think that's a great question. In my opinion, I think honesty in relationships is the most important thing. Also, the idea that several years down the line, he would find out through someone else. I'm going to get totally ghetto right now and trashy, but did you see the episode of the Kardashians when...
Oh, when they found out that Kim had been married
exactly.
Before. I know.
And she hadn't told him. And Patricia, look how that played out. Not so well. 72 days, I'm just saying. So I think putting things out, and if you were much younger, you know, and to be honest with you, when I tune into your question, I feel like he really unconditionally loves you, so he's going to understand. But I really think... bearing your soul, you know, the whole joy of union and marriage is that you have found someone that you can be completely open and honest with, strengths and flaws. And so if this is a mistake that you've made, if this is part of your journey, I think it's important for him to know. Now, don't wait for the perfect time. There's no such thing as the perfect time. Maybe do it at Thanksgiving dinner. No, I'm just kidding. But I think pulling him aside and being like, listen, I just want you to know everything that's about me, what I've been through, who I am, where I'm going. I definitely would share it with him. I think that's really important. And then you will break the Kardashian cycle. Don't follow those people. So, Patricia, thanks for the question, but I definitely think you should tell him. Hey, guys, don't forget our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And, guys, you can be just like Patricia. You can either go to CBS New Sky Radio and click the instant feedback button or transformationtalkradio.com, and I will answer your question live on the air. And if you can't get through with me today, I'm also going to be on Kathy Is In at 12. She's also on Transformation Talk Radio, too, so we will take a call with her as well. We're going to take a quick break. Again, our number is 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dougal Fraser. Call for free readings. I'm here all out. We'll be right back.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back. Our number, 1-800-930-2819. So, Benny, I have to tell you, so our studio kind of is starting to look like a 70s porn movie, and let me explain why. Did you know that it is Movember?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are people doing it there?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So everyone here, the men, well, some of the women, but we'll keep them nameless, are growing mustaches in honor of prostate cancer.
Yeah.
So
it's to raise awareness.
Is this our version of a pink ribbon, I suppose?
I guess so. And there's a whole website, Movember.
Movember, yeah. Uh-huh.
A handlebar mustache just walked by. Every time I look out the window, I get distracted, and I'm like, what is going on here? It is like Fire Island in the 80s.
Buddy,
I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, there's quite a few people around here. They wanted me to participate, but I've already got the full beard, and I didn't want to start over. I'm already that far into it, so I'm still representing.
What if you shave yours in, you know, some kind of moment of solidarity? You could totally do that. I just think it's so funny every time I turn around.
I'm kind of intrigued. I would do it. I don't know. What do you think? How would I look with a mustache?
David could grow a mustache in under 80 seconds. It would take me
a week.
I could never. Like, there is not enough testosterone in my body to grow a mustache.
You could take some of your hair up top and, like, cut it, like, put it down on your
right.
Grow it over the top, you know?
What's that? I could go to Bosley and be like, I just want you to take my hair and put it on my upper lip. All right. Now that I've put 70s porn in your mind, let's go straight to a call. I believe we have Shawnee.
That's a great transition.
Hey, Shawnee, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm terrific. What's going on in your life?
Well, I am about to make some huge changes. Mm-hmm. I work full-time right now, and I go to school full-time. I'm in a PhD program, and I'm about to quit my job in January.
Smart move.
I have enough money to be able to carry me through, I think, maybe July, August.
Mm-hmm.
But a part of me is still a little trepidatious about the change.
No, I get that. It's totally a smart move for you right now. First of all, you're not even going to have to use that money through August. It feels like in early spring, a job comes in with the new degree that comes in really, really quickly for you. So you're getting on your feet already. But I have to ask you, are you in a relationship?
I'm not.
Okay.
And I want one.
I was going to say, I know you're calling about your career, but everything that I feel right now is about love. I rarely say this, but I feel like you fall in love within like the next like 6 to 8 weeks. There is a relationship right around you right now. So I don't know if this is something that you've been focusing on, but it is like the minute you called, I kept seeing a heart and relationship. They were showing me images of being married and being committed. Like they are showing love. My feeling is in the year 2012, when you start getting overwhelmed and thinking about finance or thinking about career or even thinking about relationships, what I want you to use as your mantra is this is my time to receive. You have spent so much time in the rest of your life making, you know, the smart decision, the safe decision, really researching your options, and I admire that. So let's have fun this year. This is finally like you've sown the seeds, and now you get to reap the harvest. I mean, your life feels chock full of energy. So it's not even the career. The career is going to be like, you know, low man on the totem pole. This relationship comes in and you feel really supported and really honored, and I'm super, super excited about it. When I focus on the person, I do see purple, so they could be a lawyer or work in a legal type of field in some way, but there is the energy of being a leader. But it's finally like you're with an equal and you feel so excited about it. But in answer to your question, yes, quit your job. You won't even have to go through your savings. Don't worry about it. It's going to be a great year, and I'm super excited for you. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Hey, I know Vicky said that she submitted a question. Your question didn't come through on instant feedback, so if you want to type it in again, I will try and read it. But all I see is that you submitted a question but left out your location. Sometimes it doesn't come through, so you got to click it again. So do we want to go to another call? Yes?
Yeah. Let's see.
We'll take Barbara. I think she's waiting.
Okay. All right, Barbara.
Yep, she's
calling. Hey, Barbara, good morning.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Edmonds, Washington.
Oh, fun. So what's going on in your life?
Well, I have my own business. I mm-hmm. offer wedding dresses. I'm now hitting my slow season. I'm already concerned about next year in that I need to find the right person to work for me that is going to be trustworthy and stick with the program.
Yeah. You have a tremendous amount of fear when you talk about this. There's definitely this sense. I start seeing blue when you ask the question, and blue is the color of truth and wisdom, but it brings up a lot of fear. So if you have been scorned in the past with an employer or someone that you've worked with, we really need to kind of bring this to the light and tell your consciousness that you've learned that lesson and we're not going to repeat it again. I actually think you're a really good judge of character when you listen to your heart. So I want you to do a little journaling exercise where you write down some of the issues you've had with past employees. And then at the end, write a paragraph about how you really thank them for what you've learned. You are going to move on. You don't need to repeat that pattern again. And then on the reverse side of the paper, I want you to write the next kind of person that you're going to attract in. I have to ask you a question, Barbara. Do you have a sister?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And she's going through some stress right now?
Probably. She lives in Florida.
Yeah.
Her husband's not very healthy.
Well, I was just going to talk about her husband. Your sister goes through a transition that is really, really painful for her. And the two of you get very close during that period. I don't know if she's going to end up moving closer to you. I don't know what's going on here, but it feels like she reaches out to you and she really needs a boost of energy. So everything that you're asking as far as business is concerned, I think business is going to be fine. What you normally consider your slow period isn't going to be as slow. I think you're going to have a better year than expected and work on that journaling entry. But the most profound thing that happens in the next 3 to 4 month period is what your sister goes through and how that brings you guys closer. It is very difficult for her to ask for help. So I'd like you to reach out with her and just tell her you're thinking about her and you're there if she needs anything. So as much as it's a painful process for her, it's also really beautiful how it brings the two of you together, okay?
Yeah, I raised her.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I think when she goes through this process, you guys will see each other as equals versus, you know, raising her and having that influence on her, but she really needs somebody right now. It's not looking good. And I hate to deliver bad news, but I just want you to kind of be prepared for it, okay?
Well, we knew eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, I appreciate the call. And I wish you the best of luck, okay, Barbara?
Well, thank you. And I'm glad my winter's not going to be so bleak.
I swear it's going to be great.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Hey, Barbara, wait. So you live in the Washington area, right?
Yes.
And what do you do again?
I alter wedding dresses.
So how can people get a hold of you if they want some recommendations on altering a wedding dress?
My email address.
Okay. What's your email address?
My email address is buffles, B-U-S-T-L-E-S, _by_BY_Barb @yahoo.com. And they can also link through me, Best of Western Washington, through King 5,
great.
I won first place.
Hey, that's amazing. Guys, so if you have any issues with your wedding dress, go to bustle_by_Barb @yahoo.com and get some information. Hopefully you'll get some calls, okay, Barb?
Thanks.
You're welcome. Take care. So that's definitely one of those moments as a psychic where it's like, I don't want to give, something sad, but it just pops up and it's lingering and it's lingering. And it's like, I got to say it. Like, even though she's calling about one thing, it's like, it's popping up over and over and over again. Okay. We have another call, instant feedback question from Kim in Maple Valley. Do you see major changes in my relationships or health? Currently, I'm very healthy, eat organic, real foods 90% of the time. I love that you say 90% of the time.
Yeah, everyone's
totally
got to splurge.
Exactly. Yeah. And exercise. Do I have a few close friends? Thanks for your time. Do I see any major changes in relationships or health? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't see any changes in health. Your health seems fine. Admittedly, when you ask the question about relationships, I don't get a huge hit from that. So my advice to you is just put it on the back burner. Be social. Get out there. Try and connect with people. But I don't see anything major right now happening with relationship stuff. And sometimes when we're too focused on it, you know, it's hard to attract something in. So if you're looking for companionship, you want to get in group situations. You can get into a book reading group. You can take a cooking class. You can go take dance lessons.
Go to
something.
The market
like
if she's eating healthy right now.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's a great thing. Right. Bing, bing, but bing. Admittedly, I don't see a major change right now with relationships. What else do we want to talk about? So David had found a story, which I thought was interesting, about a 10-year-old girl arrested in Florida after attacking her teacher. 10 years old.
I know. 10 years old. She was. She's a fifth grader.
Unbelievable.
And yeah, her teacher, Kelly Sanchez, I guess, confiscated a big bag of candy that she had brought. It was Halloween candy. And the girl freaked out. Like, she went up to the desk and like punched her in the stomach and the side and said that she
was
gonna. I love
that Benny's laughing.
And said that she was gonna.
It's candy, for
I know, right?
Sake.
Well, and she said she was going to kill the teacher and her family.
Okay,
and
just,
so she called the police, I guess, and the girl got arrested, like, for real.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I think that's interesting. Like, what is the answer when that a child acts like that? I mean, you're talking about like physical.
Well, obviously there are rage issues, but I don't know if arresting a child. I mean, you don't know what's going on at home. You don't know what kind of behavior she sees.
It was a sugar spike.
Right. She was coming off a huge sugar high.
I think
We have children and oh God, how do I say this? I'm always putting my foot in my mouth and saying too much, but I'm going to go for it. We have children in our lives who they're used to being yelled at. And when they're with us alone, I don't yell. It's just, it's not my thing. So sometimes sometimes they don't know, you know, when I'm actually saying no because I'm being calm and quiet. It's like they're used to being yelled at. So this girl, this may be how things are handled in her home. It's aggressive, it's abusive. So arresting her seems kind of extreme. But it seems like she more needs a moment with a psychologist and a therapist to see what's actually going on energetically. But I had a good friend of mine who was a teacher in the second grade, and she never wanted to teach fourth grade and above because she was afraid of some of the students. This was in Manhattan when we lived in New York, and she used to just say, like, once they're bigger than her, it brings on anxiety, and they do express quite a bit of rage. And I remember that. I remember kids in my school, like, throwing things and being aggressive, but I usually think that's a reflection of what's going on in the home.
In their
exactly.
home.
And that's what bothers me with these stories. There's nothing in there of, like, is her dad away? Are they losing their house? Like, those are the first things that I go to. What would make a child react that way over something like candy?
You mean like, so they're blaming the child when in reality, I mean, she's just a kid.
It has nothing to do with the candy, in my opinion, obviously. I mean, I suppose there is the rare case that the child has, you know, mental illness and doesn't really know how to react. But I think that's a little early to be catching up to that. But my gut reaction is that it's something to do with what's going on.
I think you're leading on, though, to a good point as far as resolution. And, you know, for me, obviously now a new parent, I have to really kind of now be aware of and watch what I do because, you know, kids pick up on that stuff so quickly.
Oh, my God. And you think they're not listening.
Or noticing or paying attention or any of that. And then next thing you know, they're doing exactly. And you're like, oh, that's what I did a couple weeks ago or yesterday. And you're like, ah, dang it.
Yeah, we were in Dallas and I said something that I didn't even think was that self-critical, but like, oh, I got to go to the gym. I'm sure. I gained weight, and my nephew immediately went, I'm going to get on the scale. And I was like, you know, like they're like little sponges.
Oh, you look fine. You look great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, you got to be careful.
Yep.
Guys, give me a call. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones from Stephanie-Jones.com. 2012 isn't scary. It's a fantastic opportunity for positive change. Through my private astrology sessions, I will give you the tools to start off your new year on the right foot. Call 323-369-8221 to schedule a customized astrology session. Now is the time to see how exciting 2012 will be for you. Just call 323-369-8221. Or visit Stephanie-Jones.com.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the Positive Real Estate Agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Hey everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. That, of course, was Madonna when she was going through her Hindu phase, which I believe she is no longer doing. Now she listens to klezmer music, and it's all about the Kabbalah.
Right?
Don't you love it?
New for her.
Every album, you know where she is in her life. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's Guy Ritchie. Oh, that's Sean Penn.
You have to give her credit, though, for kind of going with the flow and continuing great music that's original.
I agree. Okay. And speaking of putting my foot in my mouth, though, she has got to stop injecting things in her face.
Just a little bit.
I cannot handle the tigress look that is going on right now. Because I think she's... well, you know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I do.
There's one phase that women do. They either go the duck direction, where too much on the lips, or they go tigress, and it's cheeks. Speaking of lips, though, and issues that are going on in the family's home, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills... last episode where they confront Taylor.
It was intense.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was so insane because the look on their face, and it's true, they are trying to protect her, and this kind of echoes our sentiment earlier, when you know someone is being abused, when you know someone is, you know, being hurt, why is it you protect the abuser? It's like you don't want to hurt their feelings,
yeah.
You don't want to bring shame onto the family.
I thought it was fascinating on a lot of levels because Taylor, throughout the season, you see her kind of confiding in the girls on things that are going on in her home, and then later on in this past episode, she comes back and is kind of upset and feels like people are gossiping about her. But I think that's kind of a thing that happens when someone's in a bad situation like that. Well, like they confide in a person, but then they're like upset that people are concerned and talking about it. Like they weren't gossiping about her. They were just...
Well, this is the interesting thing about having a soul group, and I can't believe I'm using soul group and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in the same sentence.
It's bound to happen.
But technically, I believe that these women have been brought together to reflect things back to each other, and we get to watch it. And in this situation, I think she's upset because they're expressing truth of what's going on in her life, and that's painful because she's not ready to admit it. But sometimes you need to do that whole, you know, we've heard the expression of tough love, to say you are being treated poorly. I have to say it because then it holds her responsible. Then she, you know, it helps her open the door from being a victim to someone who can get out of the situation.
Well, and even more specifically, like it was, you know, Camille was kind of confronting Taylor, like, why would you tell us that you are being physically abused and still be with this person?
Yeah.
Like, why are you still with
someone
who's beating you?
And then expect us to have dinner with him, you know,
and pretend like it's normal and be supportive.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of interesting. And, you know, talking about earlier with a kid, I know we were talking about a 10-year-old, but then attacking, just to see her behavior this year. And, of course, we all know, because it was in the news, that he ended up taking his life. But obviously, there's something going on there. I mean, her weight loss, her crying and all that stuff, those are reflections of what's really going on in the home. So it's been kind of interesting to see how they edit it and bring it to the show. But I thought the episode was well done, the way they confronted it. Of course, we won't see the end until next week, but I just thought it was interesting that they confronted her. Guys, so we're going to try and take one more caller. I apologize, Benny, I didn't write his name down. What was his name?
It was John.
John, okay. Hey, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I had a question regarding my job, my career. I don't know. I've been a temp at this place for 4 months, and I interviewed at it 2 months ago, and I haven't heard anything back. And like everybody else, I would like to have health benefits and paid holidays.
Yeah. You get the job offer. Here's the deal. You get the job offer. I don't love it. I like it. I think it works for now, but it doesn't. There's something about your situation right now that doesn't feel completely right. And it's almost to the point where I'm thinking of moving. I'm thinking of changing locations. So I think ultimately you do get the job where you're working right now, but I think you're only there for about a year. In my opinion, next summer, you start thinking of moving out of the area. Where do you currently live?
I live in Fresno.
And have you ever thought of leaving?
Yeah.
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 So here's my feeling. My feeling is you get this job, and I want you to save, save, save. I mean, try not to overspend and really sock some money away. The area of Fresno just doesn't feel right to me. Your living situation right now doesn't seem to honor you. I don't feel like I can be my most authentic, best self. And an opportunity arises in the month of August where you get to move. So, yes, you get the job. It certainly eases some of your anxiety, but you're still going to feel like you want something more. And that's because I think you need to move. When you move, it feels like you go to a bigger city. There's bigger energy and more opportunity for you there. And then I think you're going to feel a little bit more connected. So that's your goal. I'm moving by August. Write that up all over your house. Save some money. But don't worry about it. They do offer you the full-time job, okay?
Thank you so much, Dougal. I love you.
You're welcome.
You're awesome.
Oh, you're sweet. I love you, too. Have a great day.
Cool.
Hey, guys, if you couldn't get in today, don't forget, I'm going to be on Kathy Is In at 12 o'clock, and she's a therapist, so it's like, I mean, crazy amounts of advice. I'll be talking about your aura, she'll be talking about your brain and your heart. But you can call us transformationtalkradio.com, and she's also on latalkradio.com as well, and that will be at 12 o'clock. Do we have time for one more caller?
No.
No, okay. So, things that David wants me to talk about.
Oh, here it comes.
Don't forget, you can reserve your cabin on the cruise for $100 Nohala. We're going to Aruba, Curacao. We are going to Princess Cays. Benny's dying to go, and we're working on that. That was a ton of fun. So go to lifejourneys.net or go to my website and click on the appearances page. Call Tony. She's amazing. She can help you figure it out and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
Also, I have been teaching an online course called Color is My Prozac. We've been doing it for 10 weeks. Tonight is the ninth night. Next week is the last night. But next week, if you weren't able to take it live, you'll be able to buy it and take it at your own time, whenever you like. And it's really cool. Every week we focus on one color. You get a worksheets on what the color means, how you can apply it to your life. And by the end of it, you have an intimate relationship with every color, all of the ones that I talk about. And it's not really just about the way that I see it in your aura. You know, color plays a powerful role in our energy. So it's about noticing certain colors in nature. Just when you're walking through an airport with what people are wearing, and if you start to see a repeated color over and over again, what I believe that message is coming to you. And then also based on certain situations, how to work with colors that help you with abundance and prosperity. Or this week we've been working with pink, which is all about self-confidence. So it's really cool. It teaches you an intimate look at how I see energy and different from what most of the traditional chakras are known about.
And you've been getting really, like, beautiful emails,
I feel
like.
Yeah, people have been really into it.
Of experiences they're having where they, like, go about their days and then they notice the color of the week and how it makes them feel. It's been really, really cool to see.
Now, I have to say, it was a very good idea, and it's cool. So every Tuesday night, we log into the same phone system. And we have people in Australia. We have people in New Zealand. Some people in Europe, the United States,
UK.
Canada. And we all, I know, look at Benny's face.
That's cool.
Like, damn, that's pretty good,
that's,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, so it's cool when
you've gone global, Dougal.
Exactly.
You've gone global. Cool.
You know, I remember years ago, the first time I started calling myself internationally known was when I got my first call on the Psychic Friends Network from Canada. And the way that it would work is it would whisper in your ear who the caller was from. And they were like, Canada, Canada. And all I remember thinking is, I'm international now. I owe Dionne Warwick everything, darling. You changed my life. Can you believe I did that?
Yes.
It was an experience. I would imagine that would be very good practice. All those calls over, you know.
You know, it was exhausting. What was so hard for me was that it was so expensive, and you got fired if you didn't keep people on the phone for 10 minutes. So I got fired all the time because I'd be like, your mother's going through a really bad time, but her health is going to be fine. Your husband's going to get a new job, and you're going to have another baby. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Like, I just wanted to...
Speed reading.
Exactly. Well, because they used to tell you that you'd get 2 minutes for free. That was not true. That's why those lines aren't around anymore.
Do you think Miss Cleo knows Dionne Warwick?
No. Miss Cleo was a hired actress.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at least for
the
second.
They found her yet?
Miss Cleo?
Yeah.
No, she came out of the closet. She was on the cover of The Advocate. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
She's a lesbian, as they say. But she was a hired actor. She's not an intuitive. At least with, like, Kenny Kingston, I also worked for him too. At least he's a psychic. Like, and Linda Georgian, Walter Mercado. I mean, have you ever seen a Walter Mercado commercial, Benny?
No. I'm going to have to look that up now.
He looks like Liberace. and he wears capes and has all this jewelry on. And
a lot of makeup.
He's on, in the Hispanic community, he's on like the nighttime news. So they go from weather, and then it's like, buenos noches, Walter Mercado. And then he looks in the camera and he's like, Dauris, you know, Corza Mística. He, maybe for Halloween one year.
I know, I'm thinking. I will.
And I worked for his lawn as well.
Oh.
Guys, it's quite a past I've had.
And we've only begun.
And we've only just begun. So if you missed any of the show today, don't forget you can always go to my website at dougalfraser.com, click Recent Press, and you can listen at your leisure. Next week, it is just going to be me again taking your calls. If you want to call for a private appointment, it's 1-877-936-8425 or dougalfraser.com for all of your information. Benny, David, fabulous as always. I hope you guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.